Gospels According to Love. Audio. Matthew chapter 19, With Love All Is Possible, April 16th, 2005. When Jesus finished these sayings, he left Galilee and came into the coast of Judea beyond Jordan. Great multitudes followed him, and he healed them. The Pharisees came to Jesus, saying to him, "Is it lawful for one to put away their spouse?" Jesus answered, "Have you not read that love made them in the beginning, made them female and male? Love said, for this cause one leaves mother and father, they cleave to their spouse, the two becoming one flesh. They are no more two but one flesh. What love has joined together, let not people put asunder." They asked Jesus, "Why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorce and to put your spouse away?" Jesus answered, "Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffered you to put away your mates, but from the beginning it was not so. I say to you, whoever puts away their mate, especially for fornication, and marry another commits adultery. Whoever marries one that is put away does also commit adultery." Jesus' disciples say, "If the case of the man be so with his wife, is it not good to marry?" Jesus answered, "All cannot receive this saying, only those to whom it is given." There are some eunuchs that were born from their mother's womb. There are some eunuchs made eunuchs by men, and there are others that have chosen to be eunuchs for the kingdom of love's sake. Those who are able to receive this, let them receive it. Then some people brought to Jesus little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. Jesus' disciples rebuked them. Jesus told them, "Suffer the little children. Forbid them not to come to love, of such is the kingdom of heaven." Jesus laid his hands on the children, and they departed. One came to Jesus saying, "Good master, what things must I do that I have eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? There is none good but the one that is love. If you will enter into life, keep the commandments." He said to Jesus, "Which commandments?" Jesus said, "You do not murder, neither be adulterous, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor mother and father, love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said, "All these things I have kept from my youth. What do I yet lack?" Jesus said, "Yes. You will be perfected when you go sell all you have and give it to the poor. Then come follow me, and you shall have treasure in love." When the young man heard this, he went away sorrowful for that, for he was wealthy. Jesus then said, "I say to you that a rich one shall hardly enter into the kingdom of love. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter into the kingdom of love." When Jesus' disciples heard it, they became amazed, saying, "Who can be saved?" Jesus said them with people, "This is possible, impossible. With love, all are possible." Peter answered, we have forsaken all to follow you. What shall we have therefore? Jesus said, those of you that have followed love in the regeneration, when the Son of Love sits in the throne of his glory, you shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging 12 tribes of Israel. Everyone who has forsaken anything for love's sake shall receive back to them 100-fold and inherit everlasting life. Many that are first will be last, and those last will be first.